Given. Flesh, servant, willingly sacrificed. Blood of the enemy. Forcibly. The Dark Lord shall rise again.
Welcome to Radio Redux. Why? Did you think it would be someone else? Run the titles. My friends, it's the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Come inside. It is Arcane UK here, welcoming you from the Radio Redux studio to a brand new episode of Radio Redux, the third one. A bit of a change round for you today. Some new things, some old things, some borrowed and blue things, and first up, after you finish listening to me and the lovely sound of the XL Saga opening theme tune, Ace of Sheen, we have a Metropolis triple bill, a special triple bill of, well, as you might have guessed, bits of Sonic music with the word Metropolis in it. Beginning with that, we have the Sonic 2 Metropolis Zone theme. Following that, we have a remix of that by Sonic, that's called Welcome to Metropolis. And we're going to finish it off with Sonic Heroes and Grand Metropolis. As I was saying, some new sections for you today, which we'll have more on in the minutes. After that, we'll have the news, and I'll tell you everything that's been going on this very, very busy month of March. Listening to Radio Redux. 10 green bottles standing on a wall prefer it to be taken down and passed around. Radio Redux.
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Yep, this is the news, and you're listening in the background to a sort of funky acoustic mix I did of this machine, which you'll find nowhere on the entire web, except in the background here vaguely. Still a bit buzzy, need to work on that. Yeah, so here's news. It's been an atrociously busy month for me personally. Not the best of times. I can't remember a better March, to be honest. And I can't remember a worse one either. I don't generally tend to keep my memories in folders marked March, so I have no way of comparison really. But it's not been that good a month. So starting from the top then, what do I have to tell you about? Well, first of all, there is the launch of the Sonic the Hedgehog mobile game from Sega. They have asked me very kindly if I would promote this, and I am. So, please, what could be better, you know? If you're going somewhere, you're on a bus, or a train, or you're at break school, just getting out the mobile phone sneakily, and completing a level of Green Hill Zone. Something like that. Sorry, my microphone cable keeps getting on my chair. Yeah, so that's come out to big aplomb, big press launch. It was in a lot of the trade magazines like MCV, big page spreads in that, which is jolly expensive and just shows that Sega mean business on this. You can also apply via text and get a download of it if you're an Orange customer. It's part of, really though, that iPhone group of companies across Europe, which will allow you to download. It does have its own particular URL to download off of, as well as getting various wallpapers and ringtones for free, presumably. If you want more details, this, check it out. It's on Sonic News for a full listing of things that's there. Sonic Riders came out! Yes, Sonic Riders came out. The result of which was lots of fanboys and girls going, Yay! This is really cool! This is a bit hard after a while. But it seems to have gone down really, really well. I found out I was wrong in my little preview thing I did for TSS. When I guessed that it would be II and then the Chaotix as the hidden characters, I was rather surprised to find out that, although I was right about II and his little girly friend being in it, that Knights was in there. And apparently, in a shockingly original move, the one of the other hidden character is Supersonic. Well, oh dear. If you get the Chaos Emerald board and you slap Sonic on it, he becomes Super Sonic! That's a hidden character! No, it's not. It's the equivalent of giving a character a paint job. It's the equivalent of a new costume. It's not a hidden character, okay? Not it's the same character, just coloured differently. Oh dear. Anyway, actually, I'm quite surprised that Chaotix weren't included in that. I thought it'd been quite cool. I changed my mind about that after I wrote it, and I thought, well, actually, it'd be quite cool if Celtics were in that, because I could just see them bumbling about on the track, not having much of a clue what's going on. Vector being completely sort of unable to balance properly, but still amazingly quick, so you couldn't turn him properly. Charmy being all about being able to turn, but not being that quick, and Vector being very skillful, and therefore being able to, say, do the quick turns, perform off tricks more easily or something. I haven't got that the game yet. However, the nice people at Sega and the legend, the growing legend That is Alex Friend. Kindly got in contact with me and a couple of sites as well, actually, and said, would you like a review copy of the game? Now, would I like a review copy of the game? Let me think. I don't possess it yet. I went into Game, which I think still known in America's Electronics Boutique. I went into Game, and on the launch day, on the Friday, the European launch day, and I sort of went. So I picked up the game. It's like $29.99, which is like, I'm okay with that. But then I walked up to the till, and it suddenly became $35.99. It was like, okay. Now, I know it's obviously a mistake, and I mean, I'm in retail for the most part, it seems, and you know, I know it's a mistake, but it's like, oh no, they're all like that. So they're all £5 dearer, are they? Oh yeah, all GameCube games like that, said the game gimp behind the till with his pimply face. He didn't quite do the the pimple-faced teen from The Simpsons voice, but he was kind of close. All GameCube games are £5 cheaper! No, he didn't do that. Which was a shame, because that would have been absolute hilarity, but I sort of went, okay, I'll call it a day there, thank you. And they were all priced $29.99 as well, so but I didn't bother telling him either, I thought I'd just let him get more in trouble. From somebody this time around. So yes, hopefully I'll be getting a game of that, and I'll give you a nice little proper review in either text form or on the radio next time. We shall see. It's Echo Hawk's been twittering about it a lot. That she's now a pro rider and everything's cool, but we will see. We will see. More Sega. The Sega City website, which is doing a ton of competitions at the moment. I mean, it really has. Remember last month's show, I told you about the artwork, among other things that they were doing at the time. They're now doing some Sonic Rush branded red Converse sneakers. Now that is just amazingly cool. As they put it in there, was it collectible beyond belief, wasn't it? I think something like that, but I mean, God, what have you always wanted? If you're a sort of diehard Sonic fan, you want some red trainers, you want some red speed sneakers. There you go, you have the opportunity. I've got 25 pairs, and it's a very simple question, made even simpler by the fact that I've just given you the answer to it, which is like, what colour are Sonic's speed shoes?
I think they're tangerine.
But so yes, go to Sega City, enter that, or don't, or as I said before, don't enter it and give me a better chance of winning. Wednesday the 22nd of March was a morning I won't forget for a while. I had a very nice sleep, and I woke up, and I suddenly found out that during the night I'd slept funny, or something had happened, probably I slept funny, and my neck was no longer capable of supporting the weight of my head, so I made to get up. My body moved, my body sat up, my head was left where it was. The result being, I am more or less better now, but I was pretty much in agony for the best part of 5 days. I had to go to work the next day, which was really fun, because I was going to walk around, do till, up, down, left, right. Please look over here, please look up here, hold this up, what are you doing down there type of thing. In the end, about three o'clock, any semblance of painkilling medication completely wore off, and I just had to get down to the chemist and buy an extremely large, almost comically large, heat pad thing, which I strapped to my neck. By little adhesive tabs, which then got extremely hot. But it did wonders. I've still got a little bit of a pain in my neck. I've done some tissue damage, I think, or something, or some muscular damage. So it wasn't fun. It was not fun. And as I said on Sonic Rex, I just couldn't do any updates for a few days, really, because I just... looking from the screen to the keyboard hurt like hell. I mean, it really did. Thank you for your emails and best wishes and owls. Thank you too to Echo Hawk, who just said I was a lazy git. Thank you, sweetheart. How's your tummy problems doing at the moment? So I'm kind of better now. Yeah. And I'm not lazy git either. Thank you. The Sonic Rex store. Ooh, the Sonic Rex store. There's going to be, by, I would have thought, the 10th of April, some things at the Sonic Rex store. I'd keep an eye on that if I were you. I have some finalised designs, and there should be things, I say, available by that date. Not quite sure on the price range yet. It'll all be in dollars because it's going to be Cafe Press, and the Cafe Press UK hasn't come out yet, so I can't do it through there. But yeah, I can, at the moment, anyway, on the basis of the designs that I currently have, there should be one t-shirt going in, which will be black. There should also be... Actually, by the time I've done that, there'll probably be a few t-shirts going. But at the moment, there should be about six little button badges with various slogans on. Three bumper stickers. Proper bumper stickers with some very witty, with a couple of witty remarks on them, and a couple of just sort of generic things, generic related things. And I'll probably get a couple of the mugs done. I know a lot of you said that you'd quite like some kind of Sonic Rex mug, which is, you know, fine by me if you want to pay for it. Hey! There'll also probably be another piece of apparel, which should be on there, just for the simple fact that I thought it would be very funny if anyone bought it. I'm not going to say what it is on the air, but if you're female, you might use this. I really don't know why, but if you're of the female gender and you're that big a Sonic Rex fan, and you want to send in photo evidence, hey, I'm all up for that. Right, moving on. Employment, specifically mine. Remember the last month's news I told you about how this company, Music Zone, as I put it, steamed in on a steam-powered white charger and saved the day? They then turned around and were the complete opposite of saving the day. In fact, they said they were going to cut down store hours rather drastically, which, bearing in mind they haven't had a store as big as the one that I work in before, led me to believe they didn't know what the hell they were talking about. Ooh, I seem to have Tippex all over me, which is very good, considering I haven't seen any Tippex in this house for the best part of 3 years. Okay, so where the blooming hell does that come from? Okay, somebody's cursing me out there with Tippex. I'm literally, there's none on my head, I'm not bleeding Tippex, I think. Okay. I'll find out where the hell that's going on later. But yes, so they cut down the hours, and they basically said in no uncertain terms that they wanted me gone. You are 15 hours. There are 15 hours left, there's 15 hours of you, could you please go? It's like, you can't really tell me to do that, can you? After a couple of weeks of just, and trying to find some kind of vague employment, and I sought some help from various peoples and organisations and stuff that can give you advice. The result being I turned around to them and said, "Hell no, I'm not going! You'll have to make me redundant. And by the way, that'll take it to the next financial year. That'll mean I'll have all my holiday for that year. It'll also mean you have to give me 5 weeks redundancy notification and 3 weeks pay. On top of that. And by the way, I'm going to hand in a grievance letter. to which they turn around not knowing their own rules they have to abide by, and sort of went, oh, and became very, very, very scared. And unsurprisingly, next day I was told that everyone's, I'm fine, and nothing's going to happen. Which just proves you stick by your guns, and you end up okay. I was really, actually really angry with this. I was informed on, on Sunday, and less than 24 hours later, I was called by the manager on my mobile phone. Basically said, you know, have you found anything yet? Which, bear in mind, I've been looking for some kind of full-time employment for about 5 months. And suddenly it was going to all change over the course of 24 hours. I found that, I mean, really insulting, to be honest, and pretty downright disgusting that I was sort of being harassed, as far as I was concerned. But anyway, that's the situation I've been done with. I'm still looking for employment. I've actually applied for a job at Sega. If something happens with that, I'll let you know, of course. You'll just be going to Sonic Rex one day, and there'll be just a big a big happy face on Sonic Rex going, yee-hee! We'll see if that happens anyway. They've got the Muscle UE now, and I've pointed out, look, I can do this, 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 and this. What else have we got to talk about? Yes, the Dreadnought situation. You may have noticed there hasn't been a Sonic Hour in a while. Oops. There hasn't been a Sonic Hour in a while, so I think we can pretty much assume that Season 3 is over and done with. Can't we, Dread? But, yes, this is all due to the fact that Dread's sound card blew up. Unfortunately, this has very dire ramifications for that lovely special show I was planning with me and him sort of doing it jointly via the wonders of Skype. Well, see if that goes. I do know what we're going to do now for that. I do know what we're going to do, and I've informed Mr. Jocelyn of what I intend to do. Yeah, if you've ever seen the show Room 101, you'll know about it. Some of you probably don't know about the show, but knew about the reference from the book stroke film George Orwell 1984. Basically, if you've seen the BBC show, it's basically putting everything you don't like. Trying to justify things that you don't like going into this room where they will go away and never return. So I've asked Dredd what he'd quite like to put in there, and he's having a think about that. And we'll have a special show. I said it was going to be sort of possibly fourth, but it's obviously not going to be that now, not until he gets this sound card sorted. And sound cards cost money. And if you know Dredd by now, he does not possess money at all. He possesses even less money than me, which is quite an achievement, I must say. Quite an achievement, and I've done university, and I've got a debt. So well done on that. Echo Worlds had a bit of an influx of people last time. Although I am not a part of Echo Worlds, for reasons that I'm... Basically, I want Echo Worlds to be independent. I don't want it for me to have any real kind of say over it. That's the reason I'm not on there. You might see sort of various... If you see someone saying... Someone with a username Arcane UK or Sonic Rex... I know there is a Sonic Rex on there. But if you see an Arcane UK or a Sonic Rex on there, it's not me. Okay, first of all. Second of all, some of those people have been misbehaving recently, which has come to my attention. I do go on it, so I do read what's on there, guys. Ahem. And Echo Hulk was actually made quite upset recently by something which instantly makes me angry. So, behave, is all I'll say. The other thing I want to do was apologise to Shezza, because it's jointly run by Shezza, and I forgot to sort of name check her last show. I do apologise, Shezza. She has much to do with the running of Echo Worlds Echo Hawk. You might have Echo in the title, but believe me. The main non-Sonic Rex portion of that particular message board is run by Shezza. Incidentally, Shezza, regarding your question to me, and I know this should be really for the question section, but I'm going to say it now. What other topics I'd like on there, but what people think the best comic are for number one, what that people think the worst comic is, number two, things you'd like to see happen. Number three, possibly, and so various things on that, various things on that kind of tangent. I really don't mind, but as you asked, VG Mix, one of the places I get the remixes from, and as far as I'm concerned, anyway, one of the two main video game remixing sites, the other being obviously Overclock Remix. VG Mix actually has shut down due to some coding issues, just problems in general. As they said on there, if you go to the front page now, there's a sort of a statement about it. If you go to vgmix.com, there's a statement about it. There should be a version 3 coming out in the near future, hopefully. On the flip side of that, you may recall there was, for Overclocked Remix, the Hedgehog Heaven Sonic 2 remix project, which was like a couple of years back now, I think. They're working on a Sonic 3 remix project right now at the moment, and hopefully that will be coming out very, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Other news, last bit of news I think for the moment, there is some new sections on Radio Redux today. You're all familiar, of course, by now with we've got the Radio Redux Rock Classic, and we've got that coming up after the first bit of questions and answers, I think. We'll have that in the break. We'll also have today a new section called Retrospected. See what I did there? Retrospected. Which is basically going to be me talking about a particular game from the mists of time. And it's going to be either it's gonna be an iconic. It's going to be something that's been done in a piece of music that's been in many, many games for one reason or other as part of a series, or it's something that's not necessary, or it's sort of one that's people think, you know, yes, like that's clearly identifiable to me. Not really sure of the name or anything, but or something I quite like. We've actually got a piece from the nice 16-bit, 32-bit, one of those, I think it's both of them actually, era coming up on that today. And it's just basically me just saying, you know, this is retro, this is cool, please enjoy. We've also got some other sort of, there's quite a lot of non-Sonic music, non-Sonic stroke Sega music in today. It's a bit of a mix-up, a bit more of a mix-up. The other new section we have is, you know, as you know, I like my anime, and I like my J-pop as a result. So we've got the Radio Redux J-pop Selector, which we're going to have a few bits of anime themes and soundtrack music. Obviously, we had right at the beginning, we had the XL Saga theme. And we're going to have some more, well, more related things on that issue coming up later on in the show. That's the end of the news. Been talking for a very long time again, so we're going to have a music break, I think, and after that we'll have the questions and answers section, the Q&A UK section. Coming up next, we have a very nice bit of music for you. It's from Sonic Adventure. It's the music for Skyrail called Mr. Unsmiley. I'll have a remix after that, I think. See you later.
The official podcast of SonicRex.com.
That was Distant J, with a nice remix of the Marble Zone theme from the original Sonic the Hedgehog, of course, called Cryptic Marble. Before that, of course, we had the Sonic Adventure Skyrail music called Mr. Unsmiley. Gee, I wonder which character that's about. I do have some news for you, and I have been informed there will not be a Chaotix X episode this particular show, unfortunately. We will be having more shows, more than one show, next month, and hopefully that will make up for that, I'm afraid. Unfortunately, I've been informed there's been some kind of incident on the Chaotix X set. We'll be chatting on the phone with SBO later, and hopefully he'll tell us what's going on. Kind of next, and in a way to perhaps reduce the amount of sorrow you're currently feeling, we have a nice advertisement. After that, we have from Wind Waker, Dragon Roost Island, and last of all, before we get into the questions, Tales of Symphonia, Sheena's Fame.
Radio Redux.
Are you having trouble understanding your past? Too many questions and not enough answers.
Who am I?
At the Black Arms Recall Division, we help you to recover your memories, bad and good. All will be revealed in the end. Our advanced brethren use tried and tested methods to ensure subjects are in the best health possible. And for the small fee of your body's energy, we will allow you to reclaim yourself from the void of the unknown. What price can you put on the truth?
Maria.
Register with Black Arms Recall now, and for a limited time only, receive a special free gift. I betrayed the human race and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Simply telephone 5556553347 or text DOOM to 644552.
I won't be burdened by my past.
This is who I am.
Small possible DMG quotes the entire being, though all magic credit cards are accepted. American Express customers may incur a small surcharge due to administration. Before refund safe, the mobile store is possible if not true safe for your memories over 7 days. While days and miles are not available for this service, and the message was partly paid for by the Friends of the Black Comet.
Radio Redux.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
There we go. I really meant to play that last time, that piece of music, when I was having my nice little Tales of Symphonia day, but for some reason I didn't, considering Sheena's my favourite character, and I really like a bit of music anyway. It was rather surprising of me. Well, it's question time! It's question time here. Some Q&A UK coming up. A lot of questions today, and letters and various things in the Radio Redux stroke Sonic Rex post bag. And let's go through those now. We'll have a break halfway through some music as well. Okay, first question up. If I go into my little Word document here with all the questions I've got down. First question comes from Mikey T. Hedgehog, who brands himself as an army of whoop-ass on his own. Is that so? Is that so, Mikey? Have you been there, man? Have you been to the edge? Have you seen into Dev's eye? Have you spilled into his mug of tea? Have you? Have you? I don't think so. Anyway, Mike T asks, did you get the idea for the Master Hand from Super Smash Bros. N64, he puts in brackets. If not, then where from? If you don't know what I'm on about, then check the game out. He appears in the intro movie and the first thing that was final boss. Obviously, Master Hand. That particular, the image, Master Hand, I think, originally, obviously, I think more people know it from Super Smash Bros. Than obviously Super Smash Bros. Melee! But, I think it was originally in the Kirby games, isn't it? The Master Hand sprite is that I used is somebody ripped, and I'm pretty certain that was off of a Kirby game. But yeah, I mean, I like the idea of this sort of not with the representation of the person in charge just being human, being a or human or humanoid, but being this this monstrous hand, which is why it's worked so well. When some of the old flashes, it just works, comes down, sort of exacts vengeance. That'll appear in more comics down the line, I would have thought. Mikey also asks another question, which is, how old are the Redux Rabble, including Hawk? If you know, Hawk is not one of the Redux Rabble, for a start. As Hawk is the character representation of Echo Hawk, I can assume that Hawk is 18. Alzari, on the basis that Alzari is the graphical representation of Ben Campion, he says, treading on the damn mic lead again. Right, that would make, he says, trying to remember exactly, was it 19, I think, DC is? When's his birthday gone on my nice calendar here? Nope, he's 20, no? So that would make Alzari 20. Sorry, I'm in trouble with this mic. Damn it. So we assume Alzari's 20. Although, to be honest, I'm trying to think about this as to really how old he is in Redux storyline terms. Frost is pretty easy. Frost is 4. Which I think, yeah, that I'm pretty certain that makes it about right in how long I've known Ben, which would mean that when I'm pretty certain he was 16 when we first met online, which when started doing Redux. So that would probably be about right. So that was, assuming that it's from that time, then that makes Frost 4. Angelus, on the other hand, is a very difficult question to answer. I mean, really is. Because, in fact, bear with me a second, and I will attempt to use the search function on this computer to find the Redux sort of series Bible that we sort of part wrote. Hang on a second. While I do that, I'd like to say a couple of thank yous, I might as well. First of all, I got a nice letter from Nick Knight, who you obviously would know from the Nick Knight Corporation. And he who is responsible for delivering unto us great lolloping video files of the later Sonic X's and various other things. And I did report that he'd given up his website for them, which I think was very bold, potentially stupid. However, I was very impressed with his tenacity, and seeing it through. And anyone called Elvis is a friend of mine, quite frankly. So, and I got a nice letter from him saying, you know, thanks for letting people know and being so sort of respectful about it. So, and we might well affiliate sometime in the future. But as he's in my mind, I'm going to an open call to anyone right now to find out or tell me what the hell has happened to Sonic Extra, because as soon as I affiliated from poof, they've disappeared, they've vanished, no one seems to know where they've gone. So if anyone knows what the hell has happened, please let me know. Okay, yeah, where is that series Bible gone? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Other things, I got a nice letter from Matt Demento McNamara after my little call last week about our image thieves and anyone who can speak Dutch. I will take you up on that. Matt, incidentally, your request will be going in the next show as well, okay? I seem to have I've got a glossary. When did I do that? Oh, cool. I did a sort of Wikipedia type thing before I knew what Wikipedia was about Redux. That's kind of cool. Isn't it great when you find stuff that you never knew you had, really? Okay, let's try something else. I don't know where on earth it is. It is a very big number. It's a very big number. We did work it out kind of exactly. What other ones? Stephen Bunclark from Maidstone. I'm assuming that's Maidstone in Kent. Asks, how did you and Dreadnoughts first meet? We've never met. IRL, we've never met. There are plans down the line that we'll meet and meet up and basically drink whatever place we're in dry. Because we both kind of like that. And yeah, but we've never actually met. I mean, the gist of it is we get on really well online. We like each other. We like the stuff that we do. And the result of which we got in touch somewhere, and I think we sort of, yeah, it just sort of happened. As far as it goes, I mean, we never met. He's got my mobile number and I've got his mobile number. Before anyone asks, no, you can't have either my mobile number or Redux's mobile number. But yeah, that's just how it is at the moment. So he's going to do this. We're going to do this special guest show some point down the line. I might appear on, you know, I might well appear on SSR at some point in the future as well. We'll see. The good news is I found that timeline. Yes. Let's see. Now, I'm trying to figure out what the year is, because we've actually got those of you who have read Reality Redux know that there was the first unification, which is when all worlds decided, and it's all done in BP. And AU as opposed to AD and BC. BP being before peace, which was, I think, on the base of this, when the Great War between the angels and devils ceased and such things were transcended to the human plane. and there was no actual stuff going on. Now, I'm going to figure this out. Right, 5,663 AU is 2002. So, okay. So, he is at least... So that would make this year 5,667. So it's 5,667 plus... Oh, well, that's useful. there's actually a Angelus and their four Genii were created stroke born on XXXXXXB, which means that we never actually specified a specific date. Okay. However, there is... Right, hang on, because I'm going to have to work this out. Ah! I do have a listing down for first date, so I can tell you how old at least he is. Da-da-da, plus 5,667... Right, Angelus is at least, although he's not aware of it, okay, he's only aware of the last sort of 20 years, really. However, Angelus is at least 15,423 years old. That's known history. If you want to know the first time that he was, that any... I mean, seriously, this I've got the document I've got in front of me, this series Bible that me and Ben put together, it really does bring into line quite a lot of what happened. Hang on, 5663. So, first documented evidence of Angelus, 5, 6, 7. Take. Where are we? There was that damn thing. 4293. First documented evidence was in Japan in the year 1274. In Odaiba, to be precise. That's the first documented evidence. Now, I'm sure that wasn't at all what you wanted, Mikey T. Hedgehog, but you've got an absolute ton of information there instead. Okay, what else do we have? More questions. Smartbomb 330 says some nice things as well. Her request will be on the next show as well, because we did actually run out of various things to talk about. Or other various request slots. We run out of them. Zil1 comments that it was a good job on the AIM description in the cast page. But the day before Riders first came out, I changed the cast page. I don't want to start going on the cast page because, trust me, you'll just kill the bandwidth because it's quite a big page. So please just take my word for this, okay, that I changed the description of Amy so that it referred to her having three outfits her entire life, and made a bit of a note about the whole trousers issue, as opposed, because she's obviously now had the three costumes. She had the original dress for Sonic CD, the green thing, and then the traditional now sort of red and white dress, and now she's got a third outfit ever, which is strange considering she's this shopaholic character. Portrayed as she's only had three pairs of clothes her entire life, and she's just now got the trousers, as I said. So thanks for that, Zil. We have a question from Alzari himself. Okay, we have a question from Ben Kent. Ben Kent actually sent a question in, and he asks, do Chow bounce discuss? That's a very good question, Ben. I'll tell you what, we'll have a special discussion show sometime April. How about that? We'll have a special discussion show about about do Chow bounce. If you have any experience of this, or any comments or opinions on this topic about Chow, do Chow Bounce, send them in to archangeluk@hotmail.com, and so we'll have this special show, so I'll say sometime in April, possibly the beginning of May. We'll see how it goes. We'll get some special guests in, and we'll see what we can do about that. Okay. Who else do we have? One Hit Wonder asks, do you have a job outside of Sonics.com? I've kind of already got into that today. Yes, but yes, only in the part-time sense, and no, but I would quite like some. I would quite like one, you know. I would like to earn a very nice wage. I'm actually a very hard-working guy. I mean, I like to work. I like to do, if I'm paid for something, I'd like to give that my best, if that's possible. Okay, another couple more questions, then we'll have a little break, I think. Ram Dragon asks, first of all, she wished me well. Hope my neck's better, which it is. What are your plans for the future of Sonic Rex? That's a very good question. Sonic Rex, I suspect, as I said before, the Shadow Depository is going to change. It'll probably change in the near future. I suspect there'll be... this is the thing, you see. I really don't see the point of me having all this music on there when there are places around, music in the video, when there are places around that don't have such problems with paying for space, because they're hosted by either an independent company or organisation, or they have a great big bankroll behind them through either sponsorship or just parents or something, or parents or family that has no problem about that and has it on there anyway. There is no point in me putting it on there and struggling when there are other resources available. I mean, anything you can get off of FastFeed, really, and there are other places around, and there's no point in me having that on there. So what I would imagine is that music's going to go, and it'll go for good, and music will not come back. What we'll get in its place is a series of images, an image page, which will have like the promotional and ad work. So the print media and scans of that, nobody really has. I've got some stuff here, and I'd like to put together some kind of archive of that. I've got quite a few more wallpapers. The wallpapers are there. I've got quite a few more wallpapers to put up, and I will at some stage, which will include the four that I know about Riders wallpapers, the three official Shadow the Hedgehog papers, quite a few of the Sega desktop calendars, the general background ones, opposed to the actual calendars, and a few others that I've just had for ages and haven't put up. I will probably put up a lot more, not a lot more, but a few more sounds, WAV files, and MP3s relating to just general sound bites. And there was something else as well I was planning to do with Shadow Depository, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it is now. That's disappointing. I might make it more sort of Shadow centric as well. We'll see. Anyway, so I hope that answers your question, Round Dragon. And funnily enough, I'm going to take a music break now. And guess what? It's your request that's coming up next. Yeah, your request coming up next. And it is White Jungle from Sonic Adventure 2.
Radio Redux.
Listener Quest.
Thank you.
That was Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street from the album of the same name. As you might recall, I've referenced in comic number 25, Children of the Dance Dance Revolution. It's a great song, Baker Street, great song. Obviously that was our rock classic for the day. Now you know at least what I meant by about the whole saxophone solo thing, eh? As that fades away into the back, let's start again with the rest of the questions. Okay, and next one up is King Moshin. Or Moshin. Must be Moshin. Asks, how are the sprites' images recolored? It's a step-by-step process, essentially using, as I'm using Photoshop, the magic wand selection tool. Basically, going on there, adjusting the gain to try and get basically fine-tuning the selection, so you've got the exact amount of color that you want for different sections, and then using various other selection tools to equate that. So it's an entire sheet, as was sort of done with the Angelus one, which we're talking about, which is obviously the original Knuckles one. The trick was to get all those particular shades of red that compose Knuckles' body, and then get hold of those right across the sheet, whereupon it was then cut, copied and pasted as a new separate layer. That then was edited via a recolouring agent, and several effects were put on that. In the event with Angelus, there was also a couple other stages where we put upon the grey highlights on the spines. That involved a little tweak. Also, they'll see they've got the purple boots and everything. That's the thing. Originally, Angelus was supposed to be black. He was supposed to be a black man, and he's supposed to be a black kid now with sort of the grey spine. And he's now a sort of very dark grey echidna with light grey spines. And I changed that on the cast page actually as well, so it says that. I mean, yeah, it's that kind of step by step build up of different layers of different colour changes and edits. The big one was one of the real big ones was Hawk Sprite, which originally was obviously a fan sprite of Falco Lombardi from the Star Fox games. And that's a heck of a lot, because I can't show you the original sprite, but there's different, as you can see if you look at Hawk sprite, there's different elements of the tunic, the trousers and the top, the flight jacket, which are the different colours, and those were individually picked out and then recoloured, as well as the top being the cream top, and obviously the highlight on the hair the feathers were made grey. I might go back and edit a 3D jet image at some stage to make that hawk. That's a little way into the future. But I hope that answers your question anyway. Another letter from Spinball Wizard. Spinball Wizard, I think, had a question last time. And I got a lot of... After the second issue diaries, my little sort of editorial-type column thing that I do for TSS, I've done on a couple of occasions, and I'm going to continue to do my little pre-Sonic Riders released thoughts. I've got a lot of things coming back saying what I said about Wave was wrong, and although Spinball Wizard doesn't really say that, a couple other people have said, you know, what you said that was wrong. It didn't say that anywhere at all, and it was completely nuts. If you don't recall, it was basically description on the official Sonic Riders site did not just bury Robotnik, it also buried Tails in their sort of their position within the series. Basically, a wave description that kind of sort of went, well, yeah, they're not that good, really. But yeah, I'll respond the letters. Apparently, my brain warps at one in the morning when I attempt to write emails. Just had one comment to make on your impression of Rider, specifically Wave's description. I was somewhat confused when I saw that description on the site too. Luckily, it's not as bad as it seems. Advantage of us being the US, getting it before you, is that we can quash any weird rumours like that. Here's the description in the Sonic Riders manual. A superb mechanic, Wave takes care of all the Babylon Rose's extreme gear. While she is capable of fixing many things, extreme gear is her specialty, and her knowledge and experience surpass both Tails and Eggman in this area. Keywords being in the area. Don't think that'll change and eliminate any rivalries, though I think they got to stop screwing over Robotnik's stance. Make him evil, keep him evil. Worst thing about Sonic Heroes, I'm sure. That said, first thing to go should be this Eggman thing. Here, he's Robotnik. I don't know where, I can't remember when the whole Eggman thing came. It was, I mean, Sonic Adventure, I think, when it first started to be Eggman. I think every one of the original fans still thinks of him as Robotnik. Every single magazine I've read where it says Eggman, it sort of has in brackets after it. But we still think of him as Dr. Robotnik. And then sort of, yeah. Get a clue, Sega. Nobody wants him as Eggman. The whole egg thing is just it's a taunt from Sonic. It's saying, you know, you're a bit fat. There's a very, very interesting psychology for him to then go on and then take the name. And yes, that'll be my name for now. And thank you, Sonic. No, that's not the way that works. Anyway, he also says, only other thing on Wave that I was surprised didn't reference. She's a swallow, but we don't know, is she African or European? Now I'll be shot from making a Monty Python reference. We'll look out for our episode 3, Spirit of Wisdom. I will refrain from saying whether I even know if she's an African or European swallow, mainly due to the fact I don't want to be shot off a bridge into a bottomless pit. I would imagine she's African, to be honest. For simple reason is there's a lot of American and European characters, and I would imagine Sega would want to sort of differentiate and have a nice cross-cultural look. So they'll probably say she's African if you asked her. Yeah, Sega's female. Everyone knows that. Sega's like a ship. Yeah, all ships are female. All ships, boats, and planes are female. So all companies are female as well. I think I can get out of that. And is that all the questions? All the other questions? All good questions. Yes. Aha! There is one lot of questions left, of course. Guess who? Yeah, I've decided after last week when I asked Derek if he wanted to send in any questions, and then he promptly sent in 7 last month's Radio Redux. I thought everyone sort of did a load of questions to try and stop that from happening again. Well, tough. I quite like the fact that he's in 7. So now that's going to be a feature now of letters. We're going to have the Magnificent 7! Yeah, the Derek's Magnificent 7. And let's start. Let's start with question number 1 of the Magnificent 7. Which I think everyone wants to know, or at least me, what is Rouge holding in her hand in the comic A Broom Review? Now, silly American boy. They're a pair of footballs. That's footballs, not soccer balls. Because, you know, that's one of the things, and that's really one of the things that annoys me. Everyone's having to insist that it's called soccer, because American football trounces it. I'll give you a clue, okay? If anyone really thinks that, the reason it's called American football is because A, it was invented in America. B, it was invented after football.
and you call it football, and you barely ever kick it, okay? The only time you get it was when you have to change possession. It should be called throw ball as far as possible and then catch it. Frocatch. How about that? Frocatch. American Frocatch. Coming to a cable channel near you soon. But yeah, I watched the Super Bowl. Okay, I haven't watched the Super Bowl in a very, very long time. Dolphins first, before anyone asked me what my favourite American football team is. From the time of Dan Marino, so that just tells you how long ago it was I watched the Steelers versus the Seahawks, and I was up to 3 a.m. in the morning to watch this, because I thought, hey, it's being shown on terrestrial television for once, live, and I'll get to see it. And it was the most boring thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Close to watching paint dry, and close to watching grass grow. I'm sure even the grass had some kind of snail involved, okay? So, I mean, it really was boring. It's like, yes, he's thrown the ball and he's caught it! and then it's not even, you can't even equate it to rugby, because rugby doesn't have nearly as much protection. And when when somebody tackles you, it doesn't just stop there and just like, yeah, I tackled. It's like, tackled, he can't go anywhere! That's not exciting. Where's the struggle? Come on! What's stopping... It's only the rules that stops him getting standing up and then just running on. Like, woo! Let's all pass it for... Any rugby game, even the ghastly refereed England-Ireland game, from the recent Six Nations. Any rugby game is more interesting than the American football game. Don't know why I got off on that tangent anyway, but yeah. It's a pair of soccer balls, you see. It's a nice little gag. She'd land in the sports equipment, and then all of a sudden, Knuckles going, what's these two things? And these squishy things, and it's footballs, not what any hentai people were thinking, you see. When will Sonic Rec Store be open? Soon. Is the answer soon? Okay, since you'll be reading this when Sonic Riders comes out in Europe, do you think that the difficulty of the game balances out how short the game actually is? I think it's one of those difficult things, because you can't really make a racing game that's very, very, very long. You can't. The only way you can extend it is to do a sort of do the Sonic Adventure series ranking missions, and I'm not sure if that's the way it's actually gone with Riders. So you can't really do it. All you can do is unlock things, unlock extra tracks, and try to go faster. I'm trying to find different routes. If there's as high a gradient of difficulty as is suggested by the reviews and the comments I've received and heard from people, then I think yes. The fact that obviously in the later tracks you have to do specific tricks to even complete the circuit, the gradient of difficulty is literally forcing you to learn these tricks, these combinations. So that they are essential. I think that does balance out, actually. I really do. Next question. Do I like techno music? Yes, I do like techno music. I like most kinds of music. I don't like techno music that's, you know, just a repetitive, dull, repetitive thump, you know. Yeah, but I like techno music, and I like sort of the precursors to techno music quite a lot. The 80s electronica I quite like, which is sort of precursor to techno. And we've had sort of techno tracks on, techno remixes on here before. I'm thinking of sort of certain artists like Lightspeed, primarily. But yeah, I like techno music. Your appearance is shrouded in mystery, mainly due to the fact that you haven't talked about what you look like. Do you mind giving us some details?
How in depth do you want to go, Demix? How much do you want to know about?
I'm a 7 foot tall blonde Norwegian god. With hair down to the middle of my back. I am completely ripped. I can bench press a house. I drive a Boxster, and I live in a small palace which has a moat around it, which is filled with milk, which is filled with yak's milk, to be precise. And my yaks are actually bred specifically for me by the Queen. And I consider that done. 7th question. Derek asks, why haven't I answered my question that I answered that he sent me last time? Well, you know, well, I suppose. Well, he doesn't really ask me that. What is my favourite fast food restaurant? I.e. Burger King, Taco Bell, McDonald's, etc., etc., British fast food, etc. A Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a Pizza Hut. McDonald's! I really don't know. We haven't got any Taco Bells over in the UK. When I was over in America, I'd say Wendy's. Because I've had a few burgers over in America, because obviously it's the land of the burger. And Wendy's was by far in excess the best. Actually, when I was over there, we were driving down to Boston because, hey, Boston's a good place. And we were going to go to the Cheers bar, actually. And in the end, we couldn't because it was just too packed with the proper Cheers bar in Boston. Me and my dad. And we were on the way. We just passed Salem. Just past the edge of. I think it was Salem. We passed somewhere. It sounded like Salem, if it wasn't Salem. And there was a McDonald's on there, and we went in just to have a meal, because we were both flaming hungry. It had gone lunchtime. And we found that the entire place was stocked with just... McDonald's had shipped in an entire team from Germany, an entire shop team from Germany, to learn the ropes in America. And we really couldn't understand why. And they couldn't speak English, which was absolutely brilliant. I mean, because like, you go to the biggest English-speaking nation in the world, and then you find out that the fast food people don't speak English. And it's like, we got fed up of asking, and anybody was just like, I'll have a hamburger. You know, I'll have a hamburger in... like a foreign student having to like point at the picture, hamburger, you know, and they even got that wrong, because like we came out, we like paid whatever it was for a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and a pair of small medium fries, and we ended up having, my dad ended up managing somehow to get a He got a Big Mac meal with a donut, and I ended up having a quarter pound of cheese meal, which I think was, obviously that was, hey, cheap as chips, quite literally. So, yes, but so we don't, Burger King, there's something about Burger King I just don't like. Taco Bell's a Yo Quiero Taco Bell. So we haven't got any Taco Bells. I'd love to go to a Taco Bell for the simple fact that they, according to Demolition Man, they're the only ones that will survive in the future, and they become fancy restaurants. So I thought I might as well go now. Well, the silly dog's still advertising it, but yeah, there's none in the UK. Bring some over, Taco Bell. Okay, British fast food. I like fish and chips as much as anyone. But yeah, so that should answer it. But it'll be McDonald's out of those in the UK, because the UK McDonald's were far superior to the American McDonald's, which surprised the hell out of me. But the whole, actually, in all honesty, okay, the appearance thing, you know, I am about, what am I, 6'2", 6'2". I'm not ripped, okay, I'm just a guy. I'm an average guy, pretty well built. I'm stupidly strong. And that's me being, I'm very strong. I'm quite sort of powerful in that instance. I've got shortish, browny black hair, and that's kind of it, really. You know, I'm just me. I like to maintain a sort of air of secrecy about. I like that nobody really knows what I look like, apart from a few select people. Nobody knows what I look like. I like the fact that I'm just sort of on the periphery of quite a lot of things. You will one day. You'll see what I look like one day through one thing or another, but you'll have to wait for the time being. If you look in the right place, of course, you'll be able to find out exactly what I look like, but you're not looking in the right place, any of you. Uh-huh. And that ends the Q&A UK. We obviously had last time, last music break was Rhythm and Balance, and Rhythm and Balance, which is the theme from White Jungle for Ram the Dragon, and we had Baker Street after that, obviously. Now, though, we are going to go on and have something slightly different. Bang. Either somebody's trying to call me or something's going drastically wrong. Because my connection's just dropped completely. But yes, we already had another request coming up for One Hit Wonder this time, because he or she requested, I think it's she, requested bonus stage music from Sonic 3. So we've got the special stage music coming up. And following that, we'll have the Trespasser Lost Colony music from Sonic Adventure. See you in a bit.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Okay, that was Trespasser for Lost Colony from Sonic Adventure there. I'm actually rapidly running out of time. I'm overrunning pretty strenuously as to what I wanted to run. So I think, even though I trumpeted them severely, the new sections, Retrospected and the J-Pop Selector, what I'll do is I think I'll have them in my next show. The next show, which is probably going to be sort of end of first week in April. I'll have a sort of special show, which I'll probably call The Flip Side, because, hey, why not? So a special bonus, show, and I'll put those items in there. Coming up next, we have some yet more music. This time it's going to be Matt Red, A Simpler Thrill for Red Mountain from Sonic Adventure, and then we should have our second advertisement after that. Okay, and I'll see you in a minute.
I suspended in midair.
You haven't been doing your Cirque du Soleil impression again, have you?
And the best music.
One of my favourite songs, full stop.
On the air 24 hours a day.
Like somebody's putting down a stray puppy, but violently with a frisbee.
With your resident DJ.
The show that 9 out of 10 cats prefer to the next leading radio station called Radio Redux. You'll play the organ and like it!
Archangel UK.
Creator of this marvellous empire thing I have going here.
This is Radio Redux. Chaos Rocks.
It's me, Mario. You want some good pizza? You're not fussy, huh? Then come to Mario Pizzeria in the heart of the Mushroom Kingdom. We got the best pizza in town. You want the mushrooms? We got them. You want the toadstools? We got them. It's the only pizzeria in town that lets you choose the mushrooms we use for your pizza.
Mario, help! Don't do this to me! You can't do that for all you just give.
You bring in the family. We give you a special Koopa Troopa on the half shell with a trademark special sauce. Mario Pizzeria. Find us at 64 Beach Street. Or call us on 655 Todd. We put the fun in fun guy.
Special sauce is mayonnaise left out in the sun for approximately 50 minutes and mixed in with spit and the chef's sweat. Any health problems resulting from consumption of coolie coat snipper.
Radio Redux. Listener request. We'll be right back.
magic mystery. You could have left me here, still in some regard. No one would ever know the chaos control. My true identity, the power that is.
That was our third and final request for the day, and that was Sonny the Hedgehog. Sonny the Hedgehog's one, Sonic Heroes, Junin K, This Machine, the Team Dark theme, obviously. Before that, we had our second advertisement, the Super Mario Pizzeria, and I hope you enjoyed that. We have some more music coming up for you. Few bits before we end the day today. That's going to be, first of all, we're going to have an Overclock remix from McVath. It's going to be from Street Fighter 2, this one, and the remix of Ryu's theme called Freestyle Dojo. After which, we're going to have a slightly different piece of music. I'm sure many of you have seen the flash of this particular, based on this particular song. The artist is called Lemon Demon, and it's the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny, after which we should be having a chat with Espio, just to find out what on earth's been going on with Chaotix X. But we'll, that's all to come, after that'll be coming after I, A, learn to speak, and B, you'll get to listen to McVath. See you on the flip side.
Radio Redux. City like a big playground when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat. But he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because often this crime came to save the day. This is the ultimate showdown, a ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown, a ultimate destiny. Scruff McGruff took a bite out of crime, and then Shaq came back covered in a tire track. But Jackie Chan jumped out and landed on his back, and Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind, and he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find, cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed, and Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull faults on Optimus Prime, but they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown. Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones into the crotch of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain, as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his thighs. Then Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop, the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, No Pants, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock, The Rock, Doc Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast, and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe. For a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood. The rest saw their better, Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
Okay, now as you may recall from earlier in the show, there has been some kind of incident on the Chaotix X set, and we obviously haven't got an episode for you today. I'm pleased to say we've got Espio on the phone from the current shooting location in Paris, France. So, hey Espio, how's it going? Espio? Espio? We seem to be having some kind of technical problems. We'll try and...
Yeah, UK. I'm here.
Hey!
Yeah, sorry about that. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. You're coming through loud and moderately clear, a bit fuzzy to be honest, and you're on the air.
Great to be on the show.
So what's going on? We heard there was some kind of incident.
Indeed so, Archangel. Indeed so. Nothing on a particularly major scale, but still significant enough that we've had to stop recording. As well you know, there's a brief musical element in episode 3, which I won't go into right now. Also, some spoilers for the boys and girls.
Very true.
Anyway, it's pretty intense at one point, and unfortunately, for Vector at least, a bit too intense. He strains his vocal cords, and all but completely lost his voice.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It's a pity, because it's a good episode. It will allow us to change a couple of things as well with the script. I know Charmy was whinging about a couple of his lines.
I was not whinging!
You squat, you so were. Anyway, yeah. Give me a couple of other things as well. It will work out better in the end, and we should have a better episode ready for you on the next show.
So how are you enjoying Paris?
It's very nice. It's a very friendly place. You know, the nighttime skies are all lit up by all the bonfires all over the place. Very picturesque.
Bonfires.
Oh, and Shadow and Knuckles came down to visit the Sid yesterday, as well to see how we were all doing and say hello. There was some talk of getting them in for a couple of guest episodes later on down the line, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay, thank you, SBO the Chameleon, for that Chaotix X update, and hopefully we'll be hearing more from you soon. And before you go, would you like a music choice?
Sure, let me see. Can I have Never Turn Back by Crush 40, please?
Sure thing.
Thanks again.
give me a box.
Okie dokie, boys and girls, that's all for today. Those last two bits of music you listened to were from Super Smash Bros. Melee. As we were talking about Super Smash Bros., that was Meat City. And after that, last bit of music for the day was from Sonic Adventure 2. It was Dive Into the Mellow, which was the name of the music for Aquatic Mine. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. So hopefully we'll have another radio show for you very, very soon, a special one with the emphasis on the two bits that were dropped today, which was the J-pop selector. And more specifically, there was the Retro Respected, which will obviously have to be put off to another day. What a shame. We'll also be having some points... the discussion show, thanks to Azari for bringing that up for us. If you have any general questions that you'd like me to answer on the air, or any points of view for the discussion show in the future called Do Chow Bounce, then please send them in to ArchangelUK, ArchangelUK@hotmail.com. So that's it. It's a wrap.